Hello and welcome back to the Rear Winging It podcast. This is episode 3 and the season is underway. I am one of your hosts, Harry McKay, and I'm joined by...
Ellie Ledwell.
I'm Mitchell Mennell.
So, first race of the season, Bahrain. First impressions, Ellie.
I was a bit underwhelmed, if I'm being honest. I know a lot of people were like talking about the closer racing and stuff, but for me it felt a bit slow.
Yeah.
The cars are slower. They are able to follow more, but I felt like I was just watching them go. It wasn't as exciting.
The cars
exciting,
are heavy. They're like 800 kg.
And they're really, really wide. Like, the tracks are narrow and the cars are wide. It just doesn't go.
Yeah, they are the biggest they've ever been, right?
I think.
No, yeah. They felt slower.
And the tyres are massive as well, so the pit stops are like lethargic almost.
Yeah, it does feel like the speed has been taken out of it a little bit.
Oh, I guess like we'll get used to it and that'll come back. Yeah. But at the moment, it feels a bit like damp.
Yeah, I guess, you know, engineers are working things out. Drivers are working things out. The, you know, graphics department for Sky is working things out because that was awful. I definitely think this was like, you know, baby steps. I can see glimpses of good racing. Max and Leclerc had a little scrap. Over, like, you know, lasted more than one corner, you know. It was, like, two laps, I think. And, you know, I was on the edge of my seat. Didn't quite go the way I wanted it to. We'll come to that. But, you know, I think there's potential. I think the cars at the moment, you know, they're just figuring them out.
Yeah, I think the longer we leave it, hopefully the better it gets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mitchell, how do you think this first opening race went?
Awfully, really. Something to say is fun. Couldn't get any worse.
That's the big news. Mercedes not sandbagging.
Yeah,
no sandbags.
Even though they came third and fourth, they're just way off the pace.
It was sort of everything that it, you know. Maybe I haven't quite admitted it, but I did sort of want to stick it to you, and I wanted them to do poorly. And as soon as it happened, I was like, "This is a bit," you know. I wanted everyone going for it. You know, all three the top teams. So. I was a bit disappointed.
Four of the top teams.
I don't want to even dream about that, Ellie. Come on. Another big hope. McLaren.
Terrible. Awful. They came 14th and 15th, and there was only 17 finishers. So they couldn't have done much worse.
I mean, Norris,
the optimist,
Norris qualified 13th.
Yeah.
So that was not great. And Ricciardo qualified 18th, which was abysmal. At least he made up a few places, but...
Getting into Q3 compared to how they were last year. I thought the progression, you know, they've been getting better and better and better. And I just thought this was the year to kind of get three or four race wins under the belt. But... I don't think we'll be getting them.
I think we all said Norris's win would come this season, and it doesn't look like it is.
Yeah.
But
we can always hope. Red Bull, though.
Oh.
Didn't finish.
I was expecting a slower car because of all the development that went in last season's car. But, I mean, the pace is there, but three out of four Red Bull engine cars... blew up.
Yes.
Not just, you know, blew up. I mean, it seems like it was a like fuel issue. So, you know, engine reliability can be changed, but the actual engines are frozen.
As a new engine manufacturer, though, this was always a worry. Yeah.
And I'd rather have a fast engine that's broken than a slow engine that's okay. Because, especially at the moment, you can fix reliability. You can't fix a slow engine.
But you can't win a championship with 10 races.
The dream's dead already.
When everyone else is finishing 23 races and you're only finishing half of
them. Guys, I am a Ferrari fan now.
Okay, I think we all are.
I'm going to wear red.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about... we've talked about some of the surprises of being slower, I guess. The biggest surprise, none of us put them that high. Haas, baby. That's where it's at.
The Ferrari engine is something else this year. It's been good before, but that was illegal. So let's hope it's within the regulations this year. But the Haas, don't know what they've been doing, but obviously they didn't develop last year. So they have had, I guess, twice the time.
Yeah, almost 2 years, I think, they've been working on this car.
I know Mazepin, so
Mazepin helps. Yeah, Magnussen back, qualified 10th. Everyone was like,
"Damn,
this could be the real deal," you know. Finished 9th. Finished 9th. So solid points. First points in 2 years, 3 years, something like that. So
it's very
not
impressive.
A bad day for Haas. Oh no, finished 5th.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was a bit things. Confused.
Yeah. finished 5th. So, you know, even better, really.
Even better, yeah. To be the best of the rest, I guess. Mercedes seem to be in their own little no man's land, but
yeah,
Haas coming up best of the rest is very surprising. And Kevin Magnussen, on his return, did a very good job.
Yeah, having not been in a Formula One car for a year, quite impressive to come back and, you know, have as good as a result as he did.
Yeah, he's obviously a very experienced driver though, so he has the race experience in Formula One, which maybe Mazepin and Mick Schumacher were missing for the Haas last year without having the experience behind him.
Definitely. And Schumacher, I will say, he got hit by Ocon.
Yeah.
I think it's the opening lap or right at the start.
Did Ocon get a penalty?
Yeah. So, you know, that's going to have some effect. But Schumacher's driving seemed a lot better than last year, with a better car helps. So hopefully we'll see both of them fighting for the points.
I was also impressed by Bottas in the Alfa, obviously changed team, Alfa Romeo, and coming in 6th, I thought, was a very good job.
Yeah, I mean, I put them last.
I think I put them last as well.
Hey, told you. Well, I think I put them 9th, but didn't put them last.
Better than we did.
So, yeah.
Our predictions were not very good.
I did say Bottas have a good season.
You were riding the Bottas fan club pretty high, so.
I was. That's about the least thing I got right.
Well, a bit of liberation anyway.
Yeah.
But seeing Bottas one place behind Hamilton in qualifying, if you had predicted that, you know, I want to justify our predictions a little bit.
Yeah.
You would have been called a madman, probably.
Definitely. If you'd have gone to the teams that they were at and said that result, you'd have been laughed at, probably. But
I mean, I laughed at Mitchell when he said he was going to win a race. So
I do get called a madman quite a lot.
Yeah. Who knows? Could happen. So we talked a bit. Well, I mentioned the couple laps of close racing. That was really all we got from what I felt improved. Did you think cars could follow better?
I did, but in a way I felt like that made it too much of an advantage because you can follow and then get the DRS. And then it's just felt like repetitive almost that you follow, you get the DRS, you overtake, then the other person follows, gets DRS, overtakes. It just felt like
a bit of a slingshot style yo-yo.
Yeah, a yo-yo, definitely.
Because Max, he seemed to keep, you know, he'd overtake and then Leclerc just overtook again, literally the next corner with the DRS. And Max did the same thing twice.
Yes.
And then locked up and couldn't.
But maybe
couldn't retake the lead.
Maybe with the new regulations, DRS is too big of a help because they can follow so easily. I think it's giving them too much of an advantage. Because
I definitely, it feels like that. But then, you know, we had, you know, some DNFs and safety cars, and maybe there wasn't enough time to show it. But when that, you know, DRS isn't there, it's sort of everyone's just waiting for it. And whether that's the drivers knowing it's coming, so they're not going to push.
Yeah.
Whether that's the cars still cannot overtake without DRS properly, I don't know.
Because you don't want the dependence on the DRS. No. But
the aim should be to remove it.
We were promised closer racing and there was still a very, very big gap between the teams, which I think left, like, I know obviously that's always going to happen, different interpretations of the rules, but it just made it feel a bit, what was the point in changing if this is all we got? But
I'm hoping once teams figure it out, like, there could be big issues, like the porpoising, for example.
Yeah.
Massive issue. You know, from testing to now, some teams are getting a handle on it. That could be all that, you know, Mercedes, for example, need to be right up there.
Yeah.
Just have to wait and see, I guess.
I think throughout the season, there will be massive development.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be a development war, really. Probably for this season is going to be a Red Bull, Ferrari development war, and then the Mercedes. You know, maybe some of these other teams. I reckon they'll just get closer to that gap, and then the rest of the field. I mean, it could turn right around, you know. If Haas don't develop as much, maybe they will be last. Maybe we'll be maybe vindicated. We'll be right.
We're sitting here now, but when it comes to November, December, we'll be the ones laughing.
So let's have a think about our driver of the day. I know there's a big vote, but I never really feel that matches what I think.
I think that the fans, if you have a lot of fans, then you're always going to... Like Max Verstappen, I feel like the whole of the Netherlands is just voting for him.
Every time. Ellie?
Well,
I take it your driver of the day wasn't Max Verstappen.
It was not. I have two, but I'm only going to go with one, but I'll say both. I thought Ocon to P7 was a very good result, and beating Alonso... I said he was my driver of the year last year, and I did get laughed at, so I like to be vindicated. But I'm going to say Kevin Magnussen coming fifth in the Haas. None of us saw it happening. I don't think he thought a week before it would be happening, so that was the standout for me.
Yeah, I think, really, if we're all being honest, K-Mag is the driver of the day.
Sure.
I can't remember who actually got voted for it, but I imagine...
It was Leclerc.
Oh, it was Leclerc, yeah.
No, yeah, he deserved it. I think he deserved it as well.
Mm-hmm. Would you say he's your driver of the day, or you got someone else in mind?
No, yeah, I'll go Leclerc.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, Leclerc.
Come in with a new car, win the first
just
race
win
of the
it
season.
First season.
1-2 as well for Ferrari.
It was. It looked strong. It looked very strong.
You know,
Rowing.
Could be this year.
Hopefully, it's not a landslide.
Yeah.
Yeah, could we don't want them to run away with it.
I'd
be more than happy for him to win. And even if he won every race, as long as when you look a bit closer, you know, I quite like it to be Max, but, you know, it'd be even better if it was Max, Hamilton, Russell, Norris. You know, if people are scrapping for wins every race, then I think we all win, really.
Yes, definitely. That's what we all said, isn't it?
Even if Leclerc is actually the winner.
We want the most amount of winners, most amount of poles, podiums, whatever. Yeah. We just want a bit more variety, I guess.
I'm surprised you didn't say Hamilton for your driver of the day, because somehow
P3
in that Mercedes due to the Red Bull DNFs.
Because of Red Bull, I guess.
Yeah.
Was it his, like, you know, driving to be...
No.
But the car's not good enough anyway, so...
But yeah, exactly. It's not nice to look at, and I don't think it's very nice to drive either, so I
should get to Hamilton, because he's definitely not getting it in Saudi.
Yeah.
For sure, so...
Well, I can't remember who said Russell was going to beat Hamilton. Did any of us say that?
For the whole year?
Over the year.
I don't think I said that.
I feel like I might have said it, but I can't remember. Third and fourth this race, obviously, with Hamilton on the podium. So, close.
Very close.
Not a lot of racing between the two, but I have to see how that develops.
I hope that team orders doesn't come into play too much, you know, trying to get Hamilton a win, him overtake and stuff. I hope that they do let them race.
And I think if they are fighting for 3, 4, 5, 6, those kind of, you know, I think the team orders will be less. If there's no hope of a championship, you know, you might as well let them fight, get the good publicity from that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Doesn't always work out that way.
Fingers crossed.
My driver of the day... Got to be Leclerc, I think. I mean, he put it on spot number one in qualifying, kept it, held off Max. Signs, very impressive signs. I think he's going to be a solid number two, pushing Leclerc all the way to the end of the season. So, I mean, I hope he snags a win, just like I hope Perez gets one, but have to wait and see.
I think that the teammates will be very important if it is a close battle between the top teams. Like, obviously the Red Bulls didn't finish, but we assume that they will become more competitive, and I think Sainz and Perez, they need to be very, like, performing to a very high level to make sure that the team's getting as many points as they can.
Doesn't really matter if Leclerc and Sainz are getting 1-2.
No, that's true. And it doesn't matter if the Red Bull blows up every time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I think the reliability issues will be fixed, you know, hopefully tomorrow, hopefully, realistically, maybe in a few races' time. But, yeah, 3 out of 4 Red Bull engines.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a sleepless night for me, let alone the mechanics.
If not, you'd be down the factory in Milton Keynes, like, protesting or something.
Build a better car. Right, any closing thoughts on the opening race of the season?
I just hope it gets a bit better.
Anything from you, Mitchell?
No.
I would say it was. I had the weight of, you know, millions of fans' expectations on it, and it was okay. It was okay start.
Just okay.
I missed the opening race being in Australia.
Same.
2 races' time, we'll be there, but let's hope that's the beginning of the actual season and Red Bull will start winning. That's my final thoughts. Thank you all for listening, and next time we'll be looking at the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. It was a pretty decisive race in the championship last time. Let's see what it's like this time.